You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Now we're going to go to Colleen in Michigan, and she wants to know what the seminars are all about. Is that right?
Well, yes, I have a question for you.
I'm listening.
May I tell you why I've decided to ask you first?
Yes, whatever you wish.
Well, I truly, truly ready to, I don't know how to say it, like begin again. I have an addiction, and I have to fix this, and I'm not a stupid woman. I'm not a dumb girl, and I know I have to do this. And they say I'm manic depressive and I'm bipolar, and for God's sake, it wouldn't be. Because
well, hold. What are you angry about?
What am I angry about?
Yeah. You got to be angry with your condition at least. Let's start with that.
Yeah, but that's why I have the condition, probably. Because, I mean, anybody would, I'm sure.
No. Don't excuse it. Because not me. I'm not anybody. I've had worse conditions than yours, and I never got angry with it. I just watched it and wondered, what do I do next? And I wait, and slowly but surely, I didn't have to do anything next. It sort of healed itself. But I was doing things differently. My life was changing as I was watching, and, you know, even wondering what to do next, but not worrying about whether I find it or not. If I don't know, I just don't know, and I'm not frustrated because I don't know. Sometimes all you have to do is let it pass and not struggle. The struggle draws you in more deeply to the problem and compounds the problem. So therefore, we need to start with this. You haven't meditated yet, have you?
I've tried.
Let me go through it a little bit. You ready to do it now?
Sure.
Okay, well, close your eyes.
All right.
How are you seated right now?
I'm on my front porch. I'm outside sitting on the cement. And my feet
on the cement, all right.
Well, on my porch.
Yeah, okay. Now, put your hand by your side, right hand.
Okay.
You have the phone in your left hand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, with your eyes closed, notice the middle of your forehead. Don't look with your eyes. Just be aware of the middle of the forehead. It's like you're looking at a big, wide television screen. If the lights would go out, what you'd see still is like a screen of little flashes of light.
Sure.
Millions of them.
Sure, little pixels.
Beautiful pixels. I love it. Perfect description. Pixels. It's like a television with no picture on it, just the pixels, you know, white noise. You know what that is? That is God talking to you. You can go into the blackest room and still see it, and it's not a chemistry. It's something passing through you. He doesn't talk to you in words. And you see, if you step back and allow that to come through you, so what you've done just now without realizing, you've stepped back from your thoughts. You're actually not observing thought. They'll come. They will come when you sit quietly on your own. But right now, I'm guiding you. There's a spirit in me guiding you. Now, just be aware of that spot as I'm talking. Ready? The next thing I want you to do is, as though you're looking through the middle of your forehead, follow your arm so that that feeling is a little feeling will run down your arm a little bit. You can move your hand a little bit. See if you can see your hand move. Just move your hand around it. You can actually see the hand move even though your eyes are closed. Can you see that? Move your hand a little bit.
Yeah.
You can see the positions as it moves.
Yeah.
That's your spiritual hand. Now, be aware of the first finger, and you'll see it tingles a little bit. You're just being aware of it. You don't have to try. Just notice your first finger, and it tingles a little bit, right?
Yeah.
A little bit. Now the next finger. Shift the attention to the next finger. Okay, and now the next one. Tingle a little bit?
Yeah.
Pinky, a little bit? Go to the thumb. Now, you're not really thinking about much because I'm talking to you. When you do this on your own, you'll have a struggle with thought because it will come to you. But every time it pulls you in, just notice it does and then step back and do this little exercise. That's all you have to do. Nothing more than that. Now, what's happening to you at this minute? You will see it when you open your eyes. When you open your eyes, everything will look different. Now, while I'm talking to you, keep making your awareness go from one finger to another as if you're looking through the middle of your forehead. You're becoming objective and allowing the words that I'm saying to mingle to be compatible with the signals coming in. They are words that are equivalent to the signals that are coming through your head so that you can agree in two ways with your thoughts, your flesh thoughts, which are words and pictures. so that the words now have a meaning. When I say forgive, I mean don't resent. You have been forgiven. And you will know that when you open your eyes, because nothing in the past seems important anymore, although the past will rise, and you will have another chance to look at it and not be angry with it. Another chance to look at something else and not be angry with it. But this will happen only because you know you're forgiven, and now you know what it means to forgive others, for they know not what they do. They can't help themselves any more than you can help your own craziness. See?
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Colleen, and so once you understand they're programmed and you're not anymore, you can hold on to this light that will grow in you forever just by learning not to be resentful. But now you don't have to be resentful towards yourself, because it doesn't help you. Resentment towards yourself is hell tricking you. You see that? That's what makes you bipolar. Getting upset and getting worse and looking for happiness and pleasure, and that doesn't help you either. Pleasure doesn't relieve pain. It just makes you forget what's wrong with you. That's a sin, to forget what's wrong with you. You need to be aware that unforgiveness from your mom. See, I know that comes through your mom towards dad, perhaps. Am I right?
Wow.
Okay.
Yes.
You're okay now. Now, all you have to do, one thing only, it's a heartbeat. From now onwards, you'll see just a fraction of a second before someone wants to irritate you and be mean to you. You can see it happening before it happens, and a shield will go up gentle, and it won't get through to you. You feel the little irritation starting to rise, but you can look at it, it goes away. It's called forgiveness. Open your eyes. How are you?
Well.
You've experienced God, haven't you?
I don't know what it was, but I also, that was just, what did you do?
I help you experience God.
Thank you.
You'll be all right now. You won't have your bipolar anymore. Just keep faith with what I said. You've been forgiven. Just learn to deal with the next moment patiently, okay? Now that you come to your addictions, you look at them as, oh, I can let that go. That's not hard. You don't need the comfort of it anymore. You found your creator. And you can let that go now. You've got faith. You've always had it. You just didn't know you had it. I just had to show you where it was. Be still. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So there is no other God. Be still and know that I am God. That's what he says. And that's what you did. So I'll be happy to send you the CD. Would you like a copy?
No, that's okay.
I'd be happy to.
Well, my husband downloaded it.
Use it.
Wow. You have no idea what just happened.
I know. It's a personal thing, wasn't it? It was because I did it and not the machine.
You are an amazing man. And I know you don't like to be put on a pedestal, but I don't know what you say about someone like you.
Well, see, I treated both minds, the spirit and the mind. That's what doctors don't understand. That's how quickly everybody can get better. We can all get better in minutes.
This is why I feel I need to come to you.
You don't need to. You'll be all right now. You can come if you want to. come for a holiday there and just enjoy yourself. You don't need a whole lot more, but you can get me on the radio.
Oh, I got up at 3:30 every morning to listen to you, but I believe I'm that strong. I mean, I want to believe. Believe me, I'm not. Oh, my God, what you did is, I cannot thank you enough. I mean, yes, I can. I know I can donate, and I will. But please, what I'm saying is, how do you just, oh, God, I sound like I'm copping out already. I'm just scared.
No. Something inside you is scared. You've been a little bit possessed over the years, you see. But you'll be all right. Don't worry about it. It'll come. It's on your doorstep, but you can look at it and don't fight with it. Don't argue. When it appears, whatever appears,
right,
the thing called doubt, you know what I'm talking about, don't
yes.
you? When it appears in thoughts or a dark feeling, just watch it. It goes away. Don't argue with it. Don't reason with it. See? Don't either believe it or disbelieve it. Just watch it. It can't stand that. It goes away.
Wow.
Look at people that way when they're trying to confuse you. You've got the power now. Use it. And use it just the way I said, just by forgiving people, letting it go. They can't help it. They can't get to you anymore.
Even a word for you. I'm embarrassed to even say thank you. I don't.
No, there's nothing. This is just the gift I have. You've always had that gift to believe. That's all. You've always had it. See? But there wasn't anyone to show you what that was. That's all.
No.
They didn't have it themselves. You can't be angry at people when they don't have it. Listen, that's what we do in Oregon, but more so. That's what people will get when they come to Oregon.
Okay.
Have a good night and give my regards to your husband.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
Bye. All right, now we're going to go to Faith in San Jose. Hello, Faith.
Hello, Roy. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
I listened to your radio show on Friday, and I was very amazed to hear how you were helping this young lady and how she felt after you guide her through the widescreen.
Yes.
And I'm 39 years old. I have had many relationships that were very abusive.
Yes, of course.
And at the age of 5, I was raped.
Well, that will set you up to play a role that is almost impossible without the knowledge I share with you can break. So you can't fight it. Go ahead.
I was raped again at the age of 10.
Yes.
And age of 20. And from very first time, I start to hate, resent, and I cannot trust anyone.
No, I understand, but the trouble is you go from one extreme to the other. Were you listening to my program within the last hour?
No, sir.
Well, I said that once you become violated and confused and confounded and mistreated like you were, because nobody was watching you and no one really loved you, so therefore you became violated, and then there's a tendency to want to please the violator. In other words, the hate that you feel towards your violator carries with it a strange kind of guilt that, if interpreted correctly, could cure you, but if misinterpreted, means that you're wrong, but you're not wrong for the real reason. You're wrong for hating that person. Now you think to yourself, how could any child, 5 years old, how could you not hate? And it's true. So the blame doesn't go to you. However, since a child has a consciousness and a child is capable of hating those who hurt them, especially those who are charged with responsibility of taking care of them, and they get abused, there's a tremendous loathing that goes with that. But loathing carries with it a guilt, a shame, as if you were the guilty party that has to make up to the abuser.
I did my life.
Your whole life. Your whole life.
To make it up. And
you can't. You cannot. You are drawing to the abusers who will abuse you. That's a trap. Oh, if I could only have you sooner. But now is better than not having you. I can help you with this. It's very easy. I can help you. Very easy. It's all about confusing people around us and how they get to us and how we find ourselves becoming them and or doing unto others, growing up to be parents who confuse children, who grow up to be parents who confuse children, or become children that don't want to be like their parents, be submissive to those who abuse them. Like Faith here, right, Faith? You see, you're drawn back to the scene of the crime. And there's a certain truth being drawn back to the scene of the crime so that you can deal with it differently. But if you don't know how to deal with it differently, you become its victim.
I am so fearful to have a child of my own.
Of course you would. Of course you would. I understand that.
And right now, as I get older, I feel it's been so long that I need to sleep in safe environment. I am tired of looking back on my shoulder every step. I haven't ever used drugs, alcohol, any of this to get away from my problem. I'm aware of it.
Now, I tell you what, would you like me to do with you what I did with the other lady?
No, because I don't see how you can have a white screen in your mind. I just have a hard time logically.
Well, I tell you what, this lady could see what I said immediately, and you will find that it's not difficult. So I'm not talking to the real you, because you really don't know that you can see what I'm going to ask you to see. I mean, it's very simple, but you've already sort of prevented me from helping you. But I still can help you if I can send you a CD called Be Still and Know, which contains the set of instructions, the full set of instructions, so you spend 20 minutes doing it, and you will be able to snap out of this funk that you're in. You already see what's wrong with you, but it isn't activated. It's almost like you have a credit card and you've got access to a better life, you know, because you have credit, but you haven't validated it yet, so it doesn't work. So you have within you the means to change your life in seconds. I tell you, in seconds, it will happen. But I understand you being reluctant to do it now.
Oh my God, that you're telling me the truth, because I am dying to change this life. I can't.
Now that's really you talking now, isn't it? That's the real
I
you talking.
I cannot trust anyone anymore.
Can you trust me?
I do.
Would you like me to help you?
That's why I called.
Of course. Because it's nothing to do with a widescreen in your head, actually. It's just how you perceived it to be. It's really quite simple. Would you like to give it a try? I could send you the CD, and you can do this in private. I don't want to make a show of you. See, I don't want to do it for my show value. It was spontaneous with the other lady. But I think I'll explain what I want to do. You have a part of you that misleads you. And this part that misleads you is attached to your consciousness. And so when it thinks opposite about things. When you see yourself being drawn to all the wrong people, because the wrong people look like the right ones, like you could make up to them, but it lies to you. You can never be drawn to the right people because you can't help the feeling, like a person who smokes a cigarette. I give an example. One day I said to a man, "You need to stop smoking." He said, "I can stop smoking if I want to." I said, "No, you cannot want to." So there's a part of you that cannot help but want. And you will follow that want, and you will excuse it as if it was love. It isn't. It will deliver you into slavery. And it's a conscious thing. It's a thing that attaches itself to your conscious like a parasite. See? It will always make you doubt what is good and draw you falsely.
I want it out of my head.
That's right.
That's exactly.
You can be free, and you will be free. You trust me. For the first time in your life, please, trust me. I won't hurt you. I will not hurt you. I will help you. And it doesn't take much to help you. It only takes you to believe a few things I say. I've already told you the truth about yourself. I've told you more about yourself than anyone ever told you before. I know that's there. I know it's there. And I can remove it. I will remove it. See, it's afraid. You can see it cringes. Does it cringe inside you? Does it know that I'm talking to you and trying to free you?
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Have you received help from Roy Masters? Many thousands of people have, including a lot of very famous people. But I can tell you this, not a lot of people support this radio program. In matter of fact, very few people have supported it, thinking that, wow, he's so successful. And he is. But only when you, the listening audience, support him with your tax-deductible donations. We need your help. Very, very important. This is a special time of year that we ask you to remember all the good things that you've learned by listening to this radio program. Now, my dad does not like to ask anyone for help, but I don't mind doing it because this is an important cause. And so, right now, I'm going to ask you, please become a supporter of this work. You can join the auto debit program, and for $22 a month or whatever you want to give, it'll automatically take it out every month so you'd never forget. Or if you'd like to, you can write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. That's P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, and send your tax-deductible contribution. If you'd like, you can also make a contribution online at FHU.com, and that's a secure server. We have a prison outreach, and we have thousands and thousands of prisoners who are getting help that otherwise never would. And also, the United States military uses the coping strategies, which is really the be still and know exercise, and it gives it to men and women coming back from the theater of war. So please, please help us. At this time of year, we need it more than ever. We need your help, and I know you will. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, or go to FHU.com. Thank you so much. God bless you. Stress does not have to inhibit your progress in life any longer, because now there's the Cure Stress app. According to Dr. Richard Titus, Cure Stress is a calming technique unlike anything you've ever tried. Ron Carlson, PhD, said it contains in the practice the seeds to freeing us from our bondage and slavery to compulsive thoughts and negative emotions. What's on the Cure Stress app? A quick 7-minute audio guides the listener through the technique. George M. Hader, MD, says it's the only approach I have ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, competent, and effective. Go to CureStressApp.com. Stress does not have the power that it had before. Cure Stress is available on the App Store and Google Play for free. If you don't control stress, stress will control you. Free yourself from negative emotions. Go to CureStressApp.com right now. Endorsed by healthcare professionals and used since 1960, this free app contains guided audio programs at CureStressApp.com. Feel free again. Go to CureStressApp.com right now.
Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Faith, you see, you know I'm telling you the truth about this. And so, if you like, if you would just like to close your eyes, want to?
Yes.
Want to try?
Yes.
Just close your eyes, because I will talk to the real you. I'm going to get the real you to separate from that, not you. That parasite keeps you lost in your head. And so, therefore, it controls what you think and what you think you want. And it has control of your emotions. And so do other people who wish harm to you, wish no good to you. You're always drawn to the wrong people, and those wrong people will reinforce that parasite. You give yourself to those people, and you sacrifice yourself to them, and it makes that parasite inside you, spiritual parasite, stronger. And you struggle with it. Don't struggle with it. Now, listen, are you sitting down?
Yes.
Okay. Put the phone in your left hand with your eyes closed. Put your right hand by your side. Can you be aware of your right hand and the first finger? Can you just give your attention to it and see what happens? Because you have a consciousness. When you're conscious of a part of your body, like your first finger or your right hand, it will tingle. Mine's tingling right now as I'm thinking about it. See, just, I don't have to be thinking about it. I just have to know it's there. Now, do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
It tingles a little bit, doesn't it? That's all I ask. Now, shift your attention to the second finger. And it will also transfer the tingling. Transfer your consciousness, and the tingling goes with it. It's like a little electric current that you're generating. So when you're doing this, it's like a rocket ship, see? But you're pulling back. In other words, the energy is coming through you and pushing you back so that you're looking at your mind in the middle of your forehead. Be aware of the middle of your forehead while you're doing this, and you see a blank screen. Thoughts still lurking somewhere, and thoughts will come back. But if you just be aware of the middle of your forehead, don't look upwards, just be aware of the middle of the forehead, and you can see that thoughts disappear. And what is there instead of thoughts is my voice and a screen with little flashes of light, color. This is ethereal programming. This is how God speaks to you. But you leave the parasite behind. When you do this tingling of your hand, looking through the middle of your forehead, you separate from the parasite. And it's not a real parasite as we know it, like physical thing. It's a spiritual parasite. It understands what I'm asking you to do. And so if it speaks to you, or if it tries to talk to you, do not argue with it. When that dark self rises inside you, as it does, to torment you with thoughts and ideas and hungers, you know, and wanting to return to this person or that person, it will also produce feelings that pulls you in a certain direction. Don't struggle. Just stand back in that place where you are right now with your hand tingling.
Yeah.
And keep shifting your attention from one finger to another while you're looking through the middle of your forehead, right down your arm, your right arm. This is energy from God. And this is the energy that will drive you quietly, and so that you won't be so emotional. You won't have extremes of emotion. And when you look at your thoughts, and they're not good ones, you just look at them and you don't struggle with them. And as you look at them, let's say it's tormenting thought and it wants to intimidate you. It wants to make you doubt yourself. Don't get into an argument. Just watch it. And don't agree with it or disagree with it. Don't talk to it. If it talks to you in your mind, just watch it. And when you're watching it, it's like a naughty kid. It slinks off into the darkness. It'll still be there, but it'll come back less and less. When you keep doing that tingling thing, when you open your eyes, things will be different. The world would look different, and the load would be lifted off your shoulders. You know why? Because you're being introduced to your Creator. Because that parasite can't go where you are. See, as long as it can drag you into your thinking, it will separate you from the power that will save you. And so all you need to do is this little exercise. Sometimes you can do it at a stoplight. Hands will tingle, and, you know, on a park bench, a few minutes. Wherever you can do this, until it becomes part of you, so that you're walking around aware, like you're in Disneyland and everybody's crazy, but you're normal. See? And then you'll be able to deal with people, because you realize even the bad people you're drawn to don't see themselves do it and cannot stop themselves. And you are drawn towards them to make up for something that cannot be made up that way ever, ever. So you had to go through all of this suffering for you to appreciate what I'm doing with you now. You see how easy it is. Now, the key to this is that what you do not know just now is the fact that you've been forgiven of all your anger, because you've never been guilty except with anger. You've only been guilty of the anger, and the anger tricks you into feeling guilty. In other words, those same kinds of people, they draw you back. If it isn't one person, it's another. And something inside you has to go back to reinforce itself through your failing. And so you get angry with yourself. No, don't get angry with yourself. Because that's the trick. See, because the anger with yourself, the resentment towards yourself, is the same resentment that allowed it to get inside you when you were 5 years old, when you didn't know any better. But you know better now. I'm telling you, the only secret is this, is that you stand back from the parasite, and it can no longer drain you. It can no longer direct you, because you're watching it. And by watching it with this tingling, is activating an energy upon it so that you push it away, or you're pushing yourself back from it. Do you understand what I'm saying, Faith?
Yes.
You do. Open your eyes now. Now, there's one thing I want you to do. From now onwards, when you feel this pull, just watch it pulling and it goes away. You find that you have an effortless energy to say no to what you couldn't say no to before. But more important is learn to realize that people do not know what they're doing. They cannot see it. You are blessed with having never lost sight of what was wrong with you. Therefore, you're easy to help.
Music.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Faith. Do you understand how simple that is? It's not any more than what I did to that lady the other night.
Huh.
And now, how do you feel now?
I feel very light. I have seen many counselors. I never felt like this. And I'm amazed that you can see so easily through me. I'm amazed that you can see I have been angry at myself as a constant dwell. Mm-hmm. And I feel very weak on my ankles and my knees. I feel very much lighter on my shoulders.
You know what that is? That's the forgiveness of God. So therefore, you must forgive your tormentor, for he was also tormented. He was also broken, violated when he was a child, and he could not help doing to you what was done to him. And you could not help giving yourself to people, hoping that you could cure them with your love, which was only slavery. It's all it ever was. Never was love, but now you feel love. Now something has taken the responsibility for taking the sin off your shoulders. You're forgiven. Basically, it's all there is to it. It's a spiritual thing. And having been forgiven, you can see that the people who did this couldn't help themselves anymore. You could help yourself. But you're free now. And you know, I don't have to mention who this person is. You're a Christian lady, aren't you?
I was baptized in Germany. I was a Muslim.
I know, but now you're baptized in reality.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Roy.
That thing has no power over you. It'll be there, but you just watch it. It'll go away.
You have no idea. I traveled the world to run away from it.
You cannot carry it with you. All you have to do is take a stand and look at it and don't hate it. And it's gone.
So much.
Never was any more than that. The preachers and the imams and the rabbis, they don't know anything about this.
You remark me as a possessed with the bad spirit. I grew up alone all my life. And I was always marked as possessed by evil.
No, that may be true, but not anymore. In my eyes, there's no judgment on you. And forevermore, the people who judge you, there'll be judgment on them. It's bad enough you judge a person who's wicked, but to judge an innocent person like yourself is hell for them, not for you. You'll be all right. I'm your friend.
Thank you, first of all, and I will listen to this CD, and I will download it, and I will give you a call, and I want to make a donation because I really want this radio to go on at this time, and with everything going wrong, getting such an easy hope is something everybody should benefit from.
But look at the beauty. Look at the beauty. You know, the good book says, you know, who sins much loves much. You see, I haven't sinned a lot, and so I've grown up slowly but surely in faith. But you have been carrying a burden around for a long time, struggling and agonizing and trying everything, looking for everything. But because you're a chosen person, you are a chosen person. You're one of the elite. And because of this, you could not be stuck where you didn't belong. Now, you don't belong to me. See, you belong to your Creator. That's what gives you the conscience. But the dark side misinterpreted it, got you fooled. But you're not going to be fooled anymore. All you have to do is, since you've been forgiven, you feel the lightness, burden lifting. Now you have to forgive your parents, the abuser. And now you're no longer drawn to them for any help because you can't get any help from them. Because that's part of what's wrong with everybody. Going back to the scene of the crime. The drug pusher goes to the addict. The womanizer goes back to the ladies, you know, that sort of thing. People love fault who are corrupted by music go back to the sick music. And alcohol, drugs. So, that was your drug.
Yeah.
Okay, not anymore. Not anymore.
Thank you, Roy.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Have you received help from Roy Masters? Many thousands of people have, including a lot of very famous people. But I can tell you this, not a lot of people support this radio program. In matter of fact, very few people have supported it, thinking that, wow, he's so successful. And he is. But only when you, the listening audience, support him with your tax-deductible donations. We need your help. very, very important. This is a special time of year that we ask you to remember all the good things that you've learned by listening to this radio program. Now, my dad does not like to ask anyone for help, but I don't mind doing it because this is an important cause. And so, right now, I'm going to ask you, please become a supporter of this work. You can join the auto debit program, and for $22 a month or whatever you want to give, it'll automatically take it out every month so you'd never forget. Or if you'd like to, you can write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. That's P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, and send your tax-deductible contribution. If you'd like, you can also make a contribution online at FHU.com, and that's a secure server. We have a prison outreach, and we have thousands and thousands of prisoners who are getting help that otherwise never would. And also, the United States military uses the coping strategies, which is really the be still and know exercise, and it gives it to men and women coming back from the theater of war. So please, please help us. At this time of year, we need it more than ever. We need your help, and I know you will. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, or go to FHU.com. Thank you so much. God bless you. Stress does not have to inhibit your progress in life any longer, because now there's the Cure Stress app. According to Dr. Richard Titus, Cure Stress is a calming technique unlike anything you've ever tried. Ron Carlson, PhD, said it contains in the practice the seeds to freeing us from our bondage and slavery to compulsive thoughts and negative emotions. What's on the Cure Stress app? A quick 7-minute audio guides the listener through the technique. George M. Hader, MD, says it's the only approach I have ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, competent, and effective. Go to curestressapp.com. Stress does not have the power that it had before. Cure Stress is available on the App Store and Google Play for free. If you don't control stress, stress will control you. Free yourself from negative emotions. Go to curestressapp.com right now. Endorsed by healthcare professionals and used since 1960, this free app contains guided audio programs at curestressapp.com. Feel free again. Go to curestressapp.com right now.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
George, not George from the jungle, is it, George?
Well, I'll tell you, listening to you after so long, you start thinking you are living in a jungle.
We are.
Oh,
with George God. From the jungle.
Like living with the land of the trolls.
Yeah, but average person, and not all, of course, think upside down. They think that abnormal is normal.
Well, that's exactly right. They're so used to the low life that they think that is life.
I know that.
It's a very hard trap to get out of. What I called about was just thank you for your program, how impressed I am. I kind of found you accidentally about a month ago.
Yes.
I normally don't listen to the station at this hour, I flipped out of the channel one night and I heard you whittling somebody down to like a bowl of jello. I said, no, what kind of show is this? And the man was almost in tears. I forget what you were saying. You're not a man. You never were a man. I'm going, what is that? I thought it was a comedy. I said, no, it's a serious show. I didn't quite know if it was a psychiatry show, if it was a preacher show. I said, Roy Masters. I go, I've never heard what. So I kind of listened to a little bit, and I said, oh, I don't know. I don't know about this. And then the next night, I listened to it again. I said, you know, this man's starting to make sense to me. I don't know why, but he makes a lot of sense. Your insights are just so refreshing. Then I started catching on what this was about, that you really understand the human condition.
I do.
And you understand the root, which is actually more important, because most people just dabble with symptoms, which
That's
is no
right.
solution. You go right for yeah. the root of the problem, which produces systemic problems that everyone keeps calling and complaining about. That's why you keep shutting them down.
Good Lord, you're quite a bright fellow. I mean, you've got it right down pat. What kind of business are you in?
Well, I'm actually in the arts. I became visually impaired about 8 years ago.
Yes.
My life kind of changed completely.
What was it, diabetes?
No, glaucoma.
That's an emotional state, you know.
Is it really?
You can get better from that, as long as there's no real damage. Would you like to know the cause?
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that, because the eye doctors don't know what the cause is.
I do.
What is it?
Well, let me see if I can give an analogy to start with. You know what holds the oceans? The air pressure, the volume of air.
Right.
If the air would disappear, what would happen to the oceans?
Well, they would...
evaporate, wouldn't they? They'd boil away. So you see, pressures maintain the ocean, but then pressures can do harm. I mean, it's the right amount of pressure, that's why you have oceans.
Right.
But if you are under pressure yourself, unnaturally, that pressure can change your metabolism. The pressure of circumstances and cruelties and upsets, which are wholly unnatural for human beings. Human beings should be motivated, stimulated from within, and not from without, like an animal. We should be able to override the influence, the evolutionary prod of nature. So human beings are the only creatures that should not be subject to evolution. Because if you are, you fall to it and you mutate. Uh-huh. And that's what disease is all about, mutation. Uh-huh. In other words, you fall from grace. And so I can tell you this now, because now you can start seeing things in a new light. And I feel like you will understand when I tell you that the pressures that you're under transform into other pressures within you, but the most sensitive organs will break down under those pressures. Most often, you'll see the pressure of life appearing in your vision because, you know, some people have bulging eyes because of those pressures.
Oh, right.
See, so glaucoma basically is the result of you not handling pressure properly. And when you start handling pressure properly, that problem will go away.
Well, I never looked at it that way.
Well, that's what the flight said when you walked on the mirror.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's because, you know, I know you don't put much stock in doctors.
I wish you would have got that joke.
Oh, the fly on the wall?
No. You said, I've never looked at it that way before. I said, that's what the fly said as he walked on the mirror.
Oh, now I got it. I didn't quite get it.
It was too good. It was too good to miss.
Yeah. So I started. Are you sure your show's not hypnotic?
No.
It's
counter-hypnotic.
Well, you know what it is I noticed about your show? It's very appealing if you're a seeker of truth and you're...
That's right.
If you know how to be honest with yourself and you're not hiding, and you also have to be fairly intelligent to understand what you're talking about because...
No, you don't have to be intelligent in the sense that you acquire great knowledge. You just have to be a lover of truth. You have to want to admit what the problem is. In other words, you're like a scientist, you love truth, and so you're happy when you know why your rocket fuel doesn't work.
Yeah, Seth. Right, because you give these people explanations, and of course all of us are overhearing these conversations as you're talking
to
guests.
Right.
But the observations are just so right on, and that's what makes it exciting, is the fact that it's correct.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes free with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store in Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say on the basis of 20 years' experience that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hello, George.
Hello, Roy. Well, I'll tell you, I got some just incredible news from just being involved with your program and with the CD you sent me.
Yes.
And I want to just let you know what kind of results I've been getting. It was just absolutely phenomenal.
I like
the whole evolution of meeting your show, listening to your show, and then just it was almost like a process. I don't know how to explain it. Everything was like just perfectly in order. And I'll tell you what I mean. When I called that first time, remember I told you how much I liked the show and this and how much insight I was really
into. Yes, yes.
All that. Well, yeah. Okay, then we said our goodbyes, and then I listened, and then like last Friday, remember you asked me what I did for a living?
Yes, I forgot now.
And you said, well, what do you do for a living? Because we were having kind of a good conversation because we were kind of, you know, touching on a lot of topics, and, you know, we were kind of excited about it because I was kind
yes.
of excited about your teachings and all that.
Well, you sound like an intelligent fellow, and you drew me out.
Exactly. Well, we drew each other out because you pulled a lot out of me. And so it was a great conversation, but you asked me quickly what I did, and I said, well, I was in the arts, but we didn't really develop that.
I remember that.
So then we said goodbye, and then I listened to the show, and then on last Friday, just to show you the evolution, you and David were talking. Remember you were talking about the lady at the airport that was playing violin?
Oh, yes.
And then you went up and spoke something to her?
Well, I just looked up to her because she played so beautifully. I gave her a compliment, and the compliment opened the door of her mind. You see, that's how they do it. I didn't mean to.
Right,
I just meant.
Her not to find her identity. Don't put all of her identity in that instrument.
Yeah, something like that, yes.
Yeah, well, that kind of put a key and a lock to me because I've been in music like since I was 8.
Yes.
And that's really been the
yes,
hallmark of my whole. Oh, you wouldn't how many doors your CD opened because just that little teeny thing you said about that woman said, well, that. He's touching on something with just that little story. So then I said, I wonder about that. There's something to what he just said, finding all your identity in music, right?
Yes.
Then I got the CD. I just meditated on it today, first time I got it, right?
Yes.
And you said something in the CD which opened the lock. I could feel all the tumblers in the lock just all of a sudden. All of a sudden, click, 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 click. And you said that words that are spoken to you when you're young, destructive words, negative words.
Yes.
You'll have two reactions to them. You'll either believe them and be a slave, or you'll try to prove them wrong and be a slave.
That's right.
And that's exactly my life.
Yes.
Because my mother told me just forever, you're never going to do it, you're never going to do it. Now, music I was always gifted at.
Yes.
And that I held down to like a bulldog, and that has affected every area of my life. I'm telling you, every area of my life, because of that very thing you told that lady with playing the violin.
Okay, now let me stop for a moment, because it's okay to be a good violinist, to be beautiful at it and be a benefit for society, contribute much with your music. But you're not your violin and you're not your music. It's so much better that you be free, you know, not lost in the music. If you see people playing the violin, they seem to get caught up in a rapture with their own music. You know, like they're having sex with themselves or something, you know.
Exactly. Well, you know, what happens is when you're trying to defend... When you're trying to prove the people wrong who put that on you when you were young,
yes.
Then you hold on to that skill like it's your savior because that's your identity. And the more people tell you you're not going to make it or to stop doing it, the harder you hold on to it.
And the applause encourages you. So after a while, you begin to realize something's wrong and you even hate the people who give you applause.
It's a vicious trap.
It's a vicious circle.
And I got rid of four wives over this.
Yes, yes.
Can you believe it? And I used to think the problem was the guitar, but I thought the problem was music. No, no, the problem traces back to me proving her wrong. I think, wow, my life's not really as complicated as I thought. It's pretty simple.
Let me take it one step further. Let's say that someone said to you, you'll never be any good at music, you're just a stupid person like your dad or something. So
oh
that you
God.
Go...
That's gasoline on the fire for me.
Okay, now, let's say you said that. So you go off and you're going to prove to them you're somebody.
Exactly.
And so you become very rich. You come back in a silver Rolls Royce made of gold.
Right.
And you walk through the door with a big cigar.
Right.
And everybody who told you you'd be nothing, suddenly, remember, this is because you doubted yourself. You don't want to doubt yourself. You want to believe in yourself by proving them wrong and therefore make them eat their own words.
Exactly.
And therefore you stand up straight. But it doesn't matter if they tell you, oh, honey, I knew you could make it. That does not give you back your faith.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You see, they're only lying to you. And therefore, you'll be just as frustrated if people say, but we were wrong about you.
Exactly.
See?
And how about this one? There's people won't even give you that much. They'll actually won't even care.
Yeah, that's the good side.
The people that thought it would mean something to you, if you were successful, now that you are, they don't even care that you are.
That's even worse, you see?
Do you realize that has ruined my life?
I know.
It's ruined every aspect of my life. And I can't.
No, it hasn't. Let me tell you what has. It's made you understand, because you have such a strong spirit, that if you are determined to do something, I understand that's a marvelous quality, that you want to improve yourself, but for the wrong reasons.
It was for the wrong reasons.
So now you can be a better musician.
Yeah, because I'm not a slave to the applause.
No, no, it's more beautiful.
Heart.
Then what comes through, you'll be more beautiful.
My gosh, Roy, I'm telling you, there's something with that CD that you gave me. I could hear the tumblers. I mean, I can't even explain it.
You were ready.
Locks were all like click, click, click. I understood my mother. I understood where the thing started. I understood my divorces. I mean, you could talk to me for hours about marriages. That's not what caused them.
No.
It was that simple thing with that guitar.
Let me put it in more simple terms for the audience, not for you, because you already know. The minute you move away, the moment you cross the border, if you see some money sitting in your dad's night table and something says, or a little boy says, take it, I won't tell anybody, and you do, and your father catches you and you make an excuse and you get away with it. From that point onwards, the virus that enters you has a life of its own and you can't stop it. It grows and grows and grows and grows into be the life that you had, all by itself. Now come back the other way. If you step back now, having realized part of your life is wasted, it's not been wasted. You've discovered something magically and in a flash of light. The book says, who sins much, loves much.
Yes.
See, means those who are forgiven. For instance, how can I say? I know that God is forgiving God, but the forgiveness I've experienced over the years, I'm kind of honed with it. I've been forgiven. It's like a person who has come out of a desert a long, long time ago and have had plenty of water, but you've just come out of the desert and you appreciate the baptism of water. You see what I mean? And having plenty to drink. All of a sudden, the joy of it, the wonder of it, it's very clear. Your faith in this moment is greater than mine.
I got done with that CD. I was thanking God, thinking,
yes,
this is more valuable than gold.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't give that up for all the tea in China.
I'm telling you, I don't know exactly how you said it or what you said to me, because you say right on the CD, don't try to memorize it. I don't know how you put it or how you...
It doesn't matter. You're awakened. You're now not the sleepy man.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.